anniversary. I want to welcome you all for joining for this special event. This session is called The Art of Qua. We will host two short conversations, joined by an incredible musical ensemble soon after both conversations. And, okay.
Apparently I'm poppy. Thanks, Lawrence.
All right.
所以欢迎大家参与我们红房九周年庆。我们今晚的活动是称为 The Art of Qua。 我们会有两个论坛，也会有一个特别的音乐团之后再加入我们。So why the Red Room and why are we hosting this? The Red Room was founded to improve a certain situation, to start a conversation between local residents of Taiwanese nationality and residents of foreign nationalities, and whether it be to engage in an artistic pursuit, professional project, or a loving relationship. There was not enough of that mix. And it's an obvious notion to us and many others that the benefits would be immense as a result of any exchange. So Red Room did so with an open mic that was bilingual, and today we have over 102 sessions in the past 9 years. Today, Red Room runs programs on a volunteer-driven platform to empower the inner artist and make friends we have yet to meet through visual arts, music, theater, workshops, discussion, and many more mediums. We have felt the power of Kwa. As we've witnessed, experienced, and participated in various forms of cultural exchange with language, performance, food, and art, we have experienced the beauty of the blend. And today we are excited to host a discussion with fellow curators, each with their own direction and their own method, in stirring the melting pot within Taipei City and across the island.
中文版，来一下。谢谢大家的耐心，我们就试着两个人就一起介绍一下。红房一直以来希望台湾本地人与外国人之间能在艺术上的追求、工作上的合作和人与人的关系可以有好的对话。这样的交流总是不嫌多，然后而且大多人总是认为这样的关系往往有不错的结果。我们举办了超过九年的 Open Mic 活动双语进行，然后就是有这样的理念，直到今天靠着志工的帮忙不断的前进，帮助许多灵魂找到心里的艺术家，并且透过艺术、音乐、戏剧与食物等等交朋友。在前进的过程中，我们体验到跨的力量，见证了许多因为跨造就的美好。那我们很高兴今天有举行这个论坛。 这些优秀的策展人能够一同让台北城市与台湾变得更好。那跨这个字,
what is qua? The idea is to explore that today. But in a basic sense, qua is to extend the boundaries, is to leap, is to cross. And when it comes to experimentation and innovation, the concept of qua has proved pertinent, be that in bridging of generation gaps, or collaboration between artists and cultural workers of different fields, or the spanning of East and West in international exchanges, and not to mention the performances in which the fourth wall is hardly in place before it falls.
我们跨的四面向包含跨世代、老一辈与年轻人间的连结、跨领域艺术文化工作者与其他领域的结合、跨国际、东方与西方的合作与交流，还有跨越第四道墙，打破表演者与观众之间的
隔阂, I think I said that correctly. So 我们先我介绍我们这四位贵宾以前，我希望先介绍一下今天加入我们的 someone joining us, Eliza. If we could please give her a warm applause. She's she was visiting Taiwan to meet some friends. 她来拜访几个朋友，来到台北, and she reached out to Julia, who you'll get to know a little better later in the red. And she connected her with Red Room, and we were like, hey, how can we play together? And so Eliza's offered to join us and just paint throughout the event today. So we're really happy she's joined, and yeah, thank you. So 我今天就先从 Ramona 开始一下. Ramona, the founder of Share for Impact, a share value platform empowering human ability. Ramona runs a platform here within the Air Force Base, across the other corner. Part of the Social Innovation Lab. They run a series of events where they hope to empower the average individual who may not feel or believe they have something to share and remind them that they do and to empower them to become a curator of their own sorts. 种子基地是一个分享人类价值的平台。种子基地是让每个人都能分享自身热情、兴趣的地方。透过分享，彼此提升，让自己与别人一起成长。每个人都是一个分享者，也可以是一个参与者。然后，并且透过 pay by value 的架构，让每个人重新定义价值。So the main way they operate with their events is using a pay by value system.Which in itself is a little out of the norm from what we usually have of entry fees and such. And tonight is an example of a pay-by-value event. And next, I'd like to introduce Seven from Xingze. So Seven is part of a group that runs a barbershop and an art space, and in themselves is a very experimental social platform where several barbers had come together and realized they wanted to send a message, but also allow for others to create their own message. And what they do predominantly is haircuts with a donation-based system. And actually, as a troupe, they travel to different events and festivities, and they go. And actually, if you really go to those festivals, they usually raise the most money than other retail shops. And it seems that this experiment's really beneficial. People can determine the value of that experience for themselves. And they, of course, enjoy the whole process. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it for so long.就 Seven, Mr. Seven 是代表行者，然后是跨艺文沙龙。他们主要目的，我们分享的话就是说，希望让大家能够以简单、不正经、幽默的方式接触艺术、公益与教育，互相帮助，无私无限，强调爱的价值。And our third guest, Julia Cao, who actually runs a space in the basement as well as the first floor of Xingze's barbershop, an art space called Oomph. And Julia is the founder of Oomph and curates the exhibitions as well as the arts and music-related events that happen on a weekly or monthly basis. Oomph is a movement, an independent art space aiming to spark new ways of thinking and doing. Julia 是他们艺术组织 Oomph 的创办人，每个月定期举办各式展览及艺术与音乐相关的活动。然后他们 Oomph 的任务主要是带给大众一些好玩、实验性、多样化的发表方式。And our fourth guest today, here, 纪勋，来自屏东。纪勋是现为两位孩子的妈，特别强调这一点。然后就是战恋。乐豪共好基地团队进驻计划负责人，另外在石农教育五绿绘本普门永续设计的部落。So she crosses the field of permaculture design, green topics, and woodcraft and food and agriculture education. And one of their big selling points is the fact that they have a large supply of pallets, and they give them out for those who would like to repurpose and upcycle this wood material and many others.So if we could please just join me in giving them a round of applause for joining us today. Thank you. It is our hope here at the Red Room, by inviting these four guests, that the event, The Art of Kwa, will highlight the tactful, passionate, and time-consuming effort of extending beyond the normal boundaries when it concerns our core culture here in Taipei and Taiwan. 我们希望透过这场活动让大家看见自身的热情，然后消耗自身的时间，不断在自我理想中为台北市文化斗的行动者。So each of you have been very active in shaping, influencing, and gathering people and ideas together to form something new. Whether it's holding activities, offering fresh perspectives, cutting hair, empowering the less active members of society, and perhaps even to adopt new economic or marketing models and more. So,I'd like to start with our first question, but I need to take a sip really quick. And we have a second one as well. Okay, this is the sound check. So, 我今天希望我就是分享一些问题的时候 I'll use both languages, English and Chinese.Is that one of those? One sec. So I'll ask the question in both languages, but of course, 你们回答就看你们舒服，中英文、西班牙话、印度话，看你决定啊，出来什么语言。 That's fine. What comes to mind when you hear cultural experimentation? And what is it? What is it to you? What is cultural experimentation? 文化实验对你来说是什么？然后我也想问，你认为为什么我们台北市一直 突出来就很多不同的XX实验室, there's a lot of labs here in Taipei and Taiwan overall. 这种lab的场地, 这些带给文化或人民有什么东西, 然后他们主要在做什么? So I just wanted to start, any of you, if you have any thoughts on what is cultural experimentation, and perhaps why do you think you see so many labs showing up throughout Taipei?
谢谢曼丹。 我先解释一下为什么要强调我是两个孩子的妈，两个男孩子的妈，是因为其实我在八年前我离开了职场，就是因为孩子，我走入了婚姻，然后有了孩子，然后因为要陪伴他们，所以我就结束了，就是朝九晚五的工作，然后因为他们，然后我渐渐接触了不同的领域，然后一路走来一路走来，就发觉，哎，我所接触的东西在过往 很大的不同，然后也给我很大的冲击，所以我会特别强调，因为孩子的关系这样子。那对于所谓实验文化来讲，就像我成立了站恋站恋，其实这是一个很不经意的火花。一开始其实我因为我在三年前开始投入了，也因为孩子我投入了亲子共读，然后为了要给孩子们有一个书柜。 然后我们那时候就想说，那我们再来做吧。然后因为做这件事情之后，然后伙伴就说，刚好他发现乐活，那觉得其实应该可以带着孩子再做更多的事情，所以我们就成立了，就刚好因缘际会，我们就成立了站恋站恋。然后在这个过程里面，其实真的谢谢 Mana， 就是这次的主题也让我意识到，在这个过程里面，因为我们成立今年投入半也算是第一年，然后这当中我们其实是一种 减少资源浪费的一个概念来做，然后可是，在每一次的 workshop 里面呢，我们竟然发觉很不经意的有一些年长者也来，小孩也来，小孩是理所当然，因为我们的目的也是希望小孩子能动手，所以就发觉，其实所谓的实验就是你要动手，你动起来，从动的里面去摸索你所想要的是什么。
这对我来讲，那至于文化，其实我觉得，因为我们身处在台湾，像我就是客家人，现场有客家人吗？啊，真的，我好想用客家话来。啊，真的吗？我所以我讲客家话就不行了，还要一直翻译这样。可以，我可以稍微就翻译，可能重点试着
summarize 一下 ，Sure.
Really?
I'll try.
哈嘎。Okay.
I'll try. 不，那那客家，你要说中文话。Ramona
was just asking if I would kind of help translate for those of you who don't speak Chinese. And again, I'm still practicing and trying, so correct me if I miss anything.
除非你还要想要先完成你刚刚说的那几句话。OK，还好，我就说文化的部分，这个部分其实就是生活的累积。所以你在什么样的环境生活下来的那个累积，就是你的文化。然后从你这样生活累积里面去，就在这个交流平台里面跟大家一起分享、一起互动。 这是我对文化实验的一个态度跟概念。Sure,
yeah. So one of the things that she was emphasizing, no, it's fine, yeah, it's great. I'll try again. I'm trying. No guarantees. I think, so one of the questions, the main question was, why do we seem to have so many labs throughout Taipei and these kind of facilities, these venues? And one of the things that I heard just now was that titling it a lab or having that experimental, that experiment word in the title in itself also encourages people to act. And one thing that she's a big part of is upcycling, reducing waste as a whole, and each individual has the ability to make a change or to be a part of that. And so I think that was her main point from that whole, her expressed answer is basically to activate that inner ability from everyone to take, you know, make some steps towards a better world for all of us or a better future. 动这个字, right? Yeah.
So I continue from what she said because she has two boys, right? So that's the reason why the whole journey started 8 years ago. come back to me. I don't have kids, apparently. but I have a very cute niece, like also 2 years old. And she's adorable. It brings me back why I started my company, Share for Impact, is because what kind of world that we want to give to the next generation. So Manav asked about lab. I think lab is a place that we can, it's okay to make mistake. It's okay to fail. And it's okay to try. So what I do, what our company do is pay by value events. A lot of pay by value events happening in past 2 years, over 500, and it will reach to 2,500 people, like offline, not online event. Because what we are doing right now, like Tai says, like eye to eye, heart to heart, that you're in front of me and we can talk, we have temperature. So for me, there's a lot of failures that happened in these past two years. But a lot of tears, a lot of blots, but it's a lot of fun too. I truly believe that each one of us have something we are really care about bigger than ourselves. And then we share. We are human. We're born to share. And so we share our experience, our life, our talent to other people. For people around us, if we can all become better, the world will become better, right? And then I discovered that only each one of us is not enough. We need a lot of crazy people like all of you sitting here together, and then we can make huge impact. Otherwise, the outside world is pretty crazy right now. And either they make us crazy or we make them crazy. We can make decision, right? So for the better is what can we give to our next generation is we're still learning, right? And it's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistake. Yeah. So I think I'm happy that Taipei has a lot of space that can make mistake. Mm-hmm. And I'm also thankful Red Room. Like until today, when I come into this space, I still think for Red Room, like if it's not Red Room, I don't think I will go so far because every time, every month, stage time and wine, this is a place that give people 5 minutes to show who they are. And it's okay to make mistake. And people willing to open their ears to listen. So that's the reason why I think tonight, in 中文, 就是没有一个活动都应该是理所当然的发生. There's no event we should take it for granted. Each event behind it has a lot of people that put efforts on it. It's what we can do, like we're sitting here, what we can do is we can make this event keep happening. And what we can do is we can share. What we can do is you can pay as you want to make this event keep happening. So I really want to encourage everybody that tonight, after you leave, there are some memories you keep, but you also let more people know about here, Red Room, we do a lot of great things. And also support this place, support. You can use money. You can use sharing, whatever you can, or you can volunteer here, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we'll call it Red Room Lab, just to allow for more of the mistakes. No. 需要吗？要我翻译中文，这样的压力太大了吧？你，you're a walking translator.
好，我walking translator.
Yeah, you got it.
总而言之，我觉得， 台北市有很多地方可以做实验，是一件很棒的事情，是因为我们可以允许我们所有犯错，我们可以犯错，我们可以就是冒险，我们可以失败。 然后但最重要的是我们能够为下一代能够留下一个什么样的世界是我很在乎的，因为我觉得也相信也是大家都很在乎的。然后还有就是在从一个人，从我们开始，每个人都，我相信每个人都有一个很在乎的议题是大过于你自己的生命的，那让这个议题发生很重要。然后接下来就是你可以透过你自身的能力还有就是经验去做分享，接下来就是连接更多人来让一个大型的 event 或是大型的活动可以产生，然后去影响更多人。这是我觉得我在就是我们团队在做这件事情是很好玩也很辛苦的，那很好玩啦，但也很有趣，对，然后是我们很努力在前进的方向，对，谢谢。怎么中文有点紧张？
OK， 我觉得我这样讲好了，我们从六年前开始执行行者 M 括号一本展演空间。然后我们在这六年的过程当中，其实很常受访，然后会有很多人问我们讲说，哎 ，Seven， 请问就是你们当初为什么会开始这个东西？它是一个什么样的 idea？ 那通常我都会回答，就是 just boring， you know， 因为就是无聊。那无聊的话，那我们为什么会去做实验？因为实验这东西通常我们就是为了要新的东西 ，I want to news， 所以我需要实验。然后实验，那你为什么要实验？你为什么要新的东西 ？Because I want change， 因为你想要改变，你想要改变，所以你会想要有一些实验，用实验的方式去找到一些新的答案，然后那些新的答案呢，让你可以为你现在这个东西做一些改变。Mm-hmm. I'm not artist， 就我不是一个艺术家，然后所以当初做这东西的话，它其实它在我在公司上班的时候，我遇到了那个世盟的那个胡朝胜胡老师，然后他刚好是我们公司的客人，然后他来我们公司，然后他在剪头发过程当中，他就在跟我的老板在沟通，讲说，他说，他希望他有一些好的一些 idea， 就是他希望能找一些艺术家来这边，然后放一些展览在这空间里面。我那时候在旁边听，我就觉得，哇，这是一个非常非常好的一个 idea， 它可以让就是 salon 这东西，它不再是现在我们既定印象里面 salon， 因为而且 salon 它这个本意的词汇在台湾我们听起来我们会想到 salon 就想it's hair salon， it's nice artist salon，
right，
就是它被了一个很奇怪的一个词汇给局限住了。那对我来讲的话，我只是单纯希望它能实验，然后有一些新的一些改变。所以那时候我们就想说，我们想要一些新的一些空气，我们想要一些新的一些生活。所以你看在场女生比较多一点点，我们今天这样子，就一个男生的一个思考角度来讲的话，它其实就比较简单。我就是他妈的超无聊，
因为女生不会无聊。
也不是说女生不会无聊，就女生心思比较细腻一些些，而男生的话，像我的话就会非常非常粗鲁。
你有三个女生就这样，
对，会非常非常粗鲁的，然后、
就是、都有机会回答，
你懂吗？就是她不会这么的细腻，不会这么的美丽，她觉得你知道非常非常粗暴，就这样说，你知道就是无聊到爆炸。我想要一些乐子，我想要一些开心的事情，然后所以我就必须要去做一些事情，就开始有一些 party 啊，那我们就开始找一大堆人，然后参加 party， 然后找人来表演，然后开始一直不断跟大家沟通。可是它里面有一个很核心的一个东西，就是我们不能有任何的局限。嗯哼。所以当有很多人在采访的时候，他会问说：“Seven， 就是你们可能未来就第一年的时候，他们采访说 ，Seven， 你们下一年度有没有什么新的一些计划？”没有。第二年的时候，记者来问讲说 ：“Seven， 你们明年有什么新的计划吗？”没有。就每一年到了今年第六年，我们上一次做的采访，那采访者说 ：“Seven， 请问你们接下来有什么计划吗？”没有。怎么会有计划呢？因为你有了计划，你就不知道接下来发生什么事情，你不知道接下来发生什么事情，它才是那个最有趣的那地方。嗯，我并不会因为想说，我们明年我们一定要啦啦啦啦，所以我们今年这个不行，那个不行，这个不行，那个不行。这种工作很长，有时候突然很多人，然后很长突然一个人都没有。因为大家出去玩，会很常有这样的状况。那在一开始的时候，我们很有趣的是弄了一个我们自己玩乐的地方。我们总共有88坪，然后可是我们只拿了20坪拿来工作， 然后剩下的60坪几乎都是干一些不正经的事情，例如说拿来打电动，拿来看电影，然后我们那时候就想说，哦，有空间可以办展，那我们要办什么展？我们想说，嗯，就随便咯，我们只要不要是，我们一开始的核心理念是，就这个展绝对有一个非常非常重要的事情，就是它不能被选择，就它不能被筛选，然后再来第二个就是它不能有费用。不能有费用是来看的人跟来展的人，我们不能收那个展的那个人钱，然后来看的人我们也不能收他的钱。但是如果你要做买卖的话，就你要卖你的艺术品的话，可以，你只要回复10% or 5%， 然后捐给你想要捐给的任何人，你也不用给我，你就捐给你想要捐给任何人就可以了。然后我们就让这事情很荒谬的发生了5年，但是5年当中，其实它一直不断让我们一直不断的成长。因为你会在这个过程当中发生各式各样很不可思议的事情，因为你也不是一个很专业的一个策展人，你也不是一个很专业的艺术家，这些东西对我来讲，其实我全部都是一个未知，而我会在那个过程当中一点一点不断的一直在发现一些新的那个好玩的东西，然后在里面认识自己，认识的社会。所以很多人在问我说，其实我都是以一个就是其实我什么都不知道，所以我可以在这过程里面一直不断吸收各式各样的东西，而且我们也可以欢迎任何各式各样的人，然后在我们这里面发生任何各式各样的事情。然后，所以我们会很常遇到各式各样很荒谬的展，例如说我们自己本身可能大家都觉得这个展是有问题的，但是它却创造了非常非常高的收入，但我们不懂到底为什么，所以大家就会开始讨论，他会开始回去讨论一些很平常，大家很常在讨论的东西，例如说可能是到底什么是艺术，或是他画那东西，他画抽象画，但是那个抽象画要怎么样定义它？他那个东西叫抽象画，他会有一些很多很不专业的事情在那地方发生，但是那些很多很不专业的东西却创造出了很多很好的实验跟对话，让了很多台湾当地的人，他去愿意去思考跟接受一些些东西，因为当你一次的把一个太专业的东西拿出来的时候，其实有很多的年长者或是社会阶层比较偏低的人，他是会因为惧怕或是害羞，而没办法去融入这个事情。例如说，你跟隔壁一个卖霸王的阿姨讲说：“哎、欸，阿姨，你要下来看个展吗？”那阿姨通常第一句话回答讲说：“哦，那个是一个很高级的东西，很远的东西，那个是我看不懂的，所以我没办法，我不需要。”你们哪不觉得这个是一个很让人感到很难过的事情？
那 Summer 可以允许我先试着翻译一下你刚刚说的，我就试着吧。No, Summer, it was good, it was beautiful. I just I'm just gonna try and yeah, that was great. So right now we're just kind of exploring why we have so many labs. What is experimentation?Part of the title, and what we've heard is, you know, it's one to empower people to act. Another is to allow for more mistakes. And I think what I'm hearing is from Seven is that it's also you experiment because you want change. And as an individual, when you want change, if you have a lab or an area or a facility or an environment that's allowing for that, then you can go and play. And his main core reason for having this platform or this venue, as he's one of the curators or the main organizers, he says he was just bored. And I think part of it was also, you were saying, you've had reports, and they've asked, you know, people who poke and want to know more and want to learn more, inquisitive individual to come and say, hey, what's your plan for next year? He goes, there's no plan. And they come on year two and he goes, what's your plan for that year? He's like, no plan. And it's been 6 years now and there's still no plan. And he highlighted that the venue, the space they have is over 88 ping, and yet they only utilize about 20 of it for the haircut. And then the rest in the basement, they wanted to use it for exhibitions and for kind of more interactive elements. And originally it was just for video gaming and hanging out and other unprofessional habits and behavior, as he was mentioning. But in the end, you know, to utilize that space with no preconceived notion or any expectations, any standards to set, they've allowed for magical things to happen as they lived in the moment. Then one example you brought up was if you invite the IE from down the road who's maybe, you know, selling some food or making some crafts of her own, and you say, hey, why don't you come check out the exhibition? She would say, no, that's way beyond me. That's like of an upper class thing. And I think part of Xingze's nature and atmosphere is like, no, it's for everyone because we don't know what we're doing. You don't know what you're doing. Like, just come hang out and check it out. And that's just kind of what I wanted to share before you went further. 就大概先分享一下 ，Yeah. Thank you.
后来。
你按了之后可能要等两秒，对。
然后后来我们就执行了五年之后，我们觉得我们发现到了一些很严重的事情，就是虽然说我们在这个过程当中就是非常非常的胡闹，然后但是我们在这胡闹的过程当中，我们好像一不小心造成了一些不好的事情发生。例如说，这样在去年开始，我们会很常聊到一个东西，叫关于打卡展这件事情。你知道打卡展吗？就是一大堆人，然后去了一个展览空间，然后在那边打卡。然后，但是那个展那个地方，它是啊，我们不评论这些东西 ，OK？ 然后，
你可以再解释一下吗？所以人家去参观这个展，
例如说我们这样讲好，例如说我在有其中有一年，在前年的时候吧，前年的时候，然后因为我们的展一直以来都是没有经过任何审核的。然后前年的时候，我们发生了一件问题，那个问题已经不再是可以讨论的事情的范围里面。例如说，那时候来了一个，就是一个大学生，对，就是你知道，就有点像类似网红吧。那时候刚开始网红，那时候刚开始的时候，然后两个网红，他们可能很常在 Instagram 上面在 po 他们自己的一些照片，然后他们就决定策一个展。然后那时候他们策展，他们一直到了最后一天才来策展，很快，最后一天他们只用了一天，然后大概只用了可能大概两三个小时吧。他们就说他们策完，他们就不完展，然后我就下去看。Holy shit！ 你知道，他就把就是他的一些照片，然后输出了之后，然后挂在墙上。他连上面的这个轨道灯，他都没有把它打到他的画上面。他跟我讲说他布置完了。然后那时候我就觉得 OK， 好吧，那可能这是他的一个。
你说的 Holy shit 是说好的还是坏的
？I don't know，
就是一个反应。
对，你知道，就是哇、okay. wow, ，就我也不知道，因为我们一直以来都很。你知道很 open mind 嘛，所以我也觉得就哦，可能
他一定有他的原因，
对，可能
have their reasons for not setting everything。
对，我们不评论他 ，OK。然后就隔一天之后，然后来了非常非常非常多 young people， 然后在那个地方，然后打卡拍照，然后参加那个展，这样。嗯，参加完那个展之后，我突然就觉得哇 ，shit， 我是搞砸什么事情？我是不是让了就是来看的这些人，例如说那天如果来看了一两百个人，我是不是让了这一两百个人觉得？就是一个展，它是可以用这样的方式表现出来，而它那个东西就是一个非常非常专业的展，所以我就觉得哇，这个事情是非常非常紧张。所以后来我就找了 Julia， 我就跟 Julia， 我就开始把我们所有的展的项目全部都停掉了。然后我就找了 Julia， 跟 Julia 讲说，哎 ，Julia，I need help， 就是哦，我需要楼下有一个非常非常专业的一个策展人，但是我希望他是不受限制的，
sure.
我就希望他是非常非常的就是新的，然后愿意实验的。所以这时候我们就出现 Julia，
那 perfect segue， 我们就请 Julia 一起 ，Yeah， thank you， yeah。
OK， 我是 Julia， 然后就是刚刚回到 Monif 问的问题，就是为什么台北越来越多实验的地方，越来越多的 lab，why are there more and more labs in Taipei？ was Monif's question。然后我认为是因为有一个需要。在台北有很多人感觉，我觉得很多人觉得说我们有这个需求，因为台湾人的文化就是中国人的文化一直都是非常 conservative， 就是非常传统。然后现在就是有 the internet， it's easy to travel， 所以像我觉得如果 if I can speak for the younger generation。很多的人都感觉，尤其是就是新一代的，他们会感觉说，他们看到很像国外在发生的一些很精彩的东西，然后他们就会觉得说，我也想要体验这种东西，为什么台湾没有？然后我觉得台湾很有一个感觉，就是很像他们想要就是代表台湾，然后就是让大家看到说，其实我们台湾也很棒。然后其实台湾有很多很厉害的音乐家或是艺术家，很多的很厉害的设计师 creatives。但是，比较少机会发挥，所以我觉得最近就是有很多新的 lab， 因为，大家就是已经忍耐不住了，然后就很 impatient， 没有 like 没有耐心了，然后就是我就冲，我就觉得说我要提供一个，我因为已经没有这个东西，所以我想自己创造，然后变成有， 如果没有，我没办法再等别人了。那为什么我会我个人策的展览，我会选的东西是，它一定是需要实验性的，它一定是需要从来没有，就是可能台湾没有看过的。因为我觉得，如果你已经做过的话，为什么还要再做？就我也是很像我是加拿大长大，所以我当然在国外会看到一些可能在台湾很少见的东西，所以我其实自己也是觉得说，在台湾我没办法再等别人了，就是想要创造我自己想要看到的东西。那这些展览，我也超级讨厌那种打卡的展览，所以我策划展览大部分都是装置的，因为我觉得以一个装置艺术展，就算那个艺术家从来没有试过，我会非常鼓励他们来弄装置，因为你进去，我想要你进去这个展览空间的时候，你会觉得说，哇，这是一样的空间吗？这是跟上个月一样的地方吗？我想要就是他们可以完全投入那个艺术家的世界。然后在这个每个月都会有个展览，但是在这个展览期间中，我会计划很多的活动，让你可以用不同的方式来体验那个展览题目或是艺术家想要表达的东西。那可能会是以 film 电影或者是手作或者是音乐来玩这个主题，所以它是一个非常计划好的 program， 就是每个活动它有个意义，它有个 purpose， 它都一定会配合展览。那是有个挑选的过程，当然，因为我觉得台北有很多的艺廊，有很多的地方你可以看到艺术作品或者是听到音乐，但是很少有一个空间可以让你没有限制的来玩，来看到一些东西。像我们做过很多疯狂的东西，像在室内放鞭炮，或者是、oh.。或者是就是我们，因为我们展览空间，这个空间，因为我们是 underground， like literally and metaphorically we're underground， 所以我们真的没有任何的限制 ，no limitations。因为很多的艺廊都是很像比较偏向 commercial， 他们都是商业性的，然后他们是希望艺术家可以提供他们可以挂在墙面上的一个东西，他们可以卖得掉，
有价值。
对，然后因为我们的情况很稀少，然后所以我们希望人家可以珍惜，然后可以take advantage， 然后来玩一些他们一直想要玩，但是可能在别的艺廊、别的地方没有这个机会的，因为我们可以提供这个机会，所以我们想要utilize that to its fullest potential， 就是可以用I don't know how to translate that.
That's no, fine. I mean, if I may, just really quick. So what I'm hearing is basically, you know, there's a need for more experimental spaces or environments where there's just no rules and no preset determined like standards. And also, I think it sounds like there's an infrastructure, there's like a system in place for those who came before us.
Yeah.
And for those who are here now, the younger generation, so to speak, whatever that, you know,
it's
range
not just
is.
The younger generation, sure. But I feel like with the younger generation, they have like this, you know, they're a lot more exposed to what's happening like outside of Taiwan,
right,
through
the
internet and travel, and
sure.
They really crave that, I feel like, because they're like, why can't we have that here? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people starting what they crave to see in Taiwan. So yeah, I'll just kind of translate what I was saying. And it's not just the younger generation too, but you know, like with younger people, there is that, it's more often that you see that kind of energy. But I feel like Taiwanese people really desire for something different, and especially because with the old, like, Asian culture, it's quite like conservative and traditional, and they really value that. But I think people crave change mm-hmm. right now, and they want people to see like what Taiwanese artists and creatives are capable of. And that's also like, I'm Taiwanese, like I was born here, even though I grew up in Canada. So I really care about like Taipei, Taiwan, and I really want to be able to feature those artists and show people like, hey, this is what's possible. Like, why I do what I do is because I like, and I only create things that are new or out of the box, at least for in the Taiwanese context, because I want to challenge actually other artists and spaces to take it to the next level and like push what they thought is possible. Like I want them to be like, oh shit, like I'm intimidated because I gotta do better next time. And that's how the scene like keeps uplifting and upgrading.
Well, another thing you mentioned was that most exhibition spaces or galleries, they'll like have something to hang on the wall.
Yeah.
But at OOMF, I've been, like you get the artist to do the entire, every inch of the wall, every surrounding, the ceiling, the side, the floor. It's a very immersive experience. When they walk in, they are in that artist's world.
And we also don't ask people, like we don't pressure the artist to sell anything.
Sure.
So it's really rare in Taipei to have a space with no financial pressure. It's like, it's not a commercial space. Because most places, they need to sell works.
It has to be marketable,
yes.
So to speak.
And because we're really lucky that we are underground, literally and metaphorically, like we don't have any limitations, and we just want to provide a playground for people to experiment and to push the boundaries of what they thought was possible for themselves, and also for people to, when they see that, to be like, oh, hey, like, yeah, more is possible than I thought could happen, and I want to do this. Like, I want to create more of that as well. So I want,
No, beautiful. Thank you. Just because you mentioned that, and you know, like I said earlier, 我们今天真的我们讨论的时段真的蛮短，所以我们先道歉一下。We're really happy you guys could come, but trying to go through some questions, maybe to explore something different, and then obviously we'll ask if anyone has any questions here. 如果人家有什么问题，也可以一起参与。那我们先就一起，因为你刚刚说到传统这个事情，然后我们下一代，或是不只是下一代，不只是年轻人，其实就是。 大部分是年轻人有这种主动的感觉在发表自己，或是表达自己，希望有一点改变。但是我们一样，我希望问一下说，在这些文化实验的平台，或是文化创新的过程中，我们会有传统文化与现代之间的磨合。你对传统与现代文化的整合，跟取舍有什么看法？ So how much of traditional value should we hold on to before we venture onwards far and wide? It's kind of the general question, like how much do we have to hold on to as we're moving forward? And any of you, of course, like you got two mics, pass it on as you see fit.
Okay, yeah.
Totally
fine. Actually, 我们用站板来做很多很多东西，然后当然我们也希望，因为我在今年 involved permanent culture， 所以我会希望有就是友善，然后利用资源来做另外一个资源的这样的一个事情。然后所以我们在上个月我带了一群，我很意外的就是我带了大概有三位是就是那种年长阿嬷做堆肥箱，就是 compost box。 然后我蛮讶异的，就是大概六七十岁的阿嬷来，然后我们做好了之后呢，很开心，然后我们就想说，哎，下一次那我就来带大家画那个 compost 的 poster， 对，就是想说让大家知道说这个堆肥箱的目的是什么，希望他们能够用什么样的原则来使用它，所以我就想说带所有的民众来，结果那天来的。 其实很不踊跃，然后可能是我们的宣传不是很够力，可是就现场刚好那一天隔壁的地方刚好在打那个疫苗，就是感冒疫苗、流感的疫苗。
Vaccine.
Yeah. Okay. 然后你也知道，就是大部分都年长者来，然后我们那时候就想说，好了，反正我们就本来就是没有限制议题的，好，然后我们希望就反正就是你喜欢动，你喜欢。 手作你就来，然后那时候现场又来了两个，也是年长者。其实我当时我心里会觉得说，他们听得懂我要表达是什么吗？对。然后可是后来我就念头一讲说，反正其实，compost 其实它其实也没有很特别说你应该要怎么样做才是对的，才是有所谓会有一些堆肥的土出现。我想这个其实没有很限定，所以我想那画画其实也应该可以，所以我就鼓励。 那个爷爷就说没关系，你就画。那当然很谦虚哦，传统的老人就说，哎，我不会画，我不会怎么样。可是没有想到一个下午，他画了很可爱的树，然后另外一个阿嬷就画了很可爱的玫瑰。好，然后画完之后，我就觉得其实还蛮感动的。虽然他们线条很简单，可是色彩很鲜明，所以让我触动说，对啊，其实应该是没有限制的，就是你只要愿意来画。 愿意来做，愿意来一起共享共乐。我觉得我一直在回忆那天下午的那个情景，真的很棒，很棒。所以你说传统跟新的东西，我觉得我不管是新或旧，其实都是生活，我们在不断的设施，不断的在累积。所以对我来讲，我觉得传统跟新，可能我们要再从过去的经验里面去舍取哪一个对我们是适合或不适合。其实没有做对错或好或坏这样，然后我们再去想新的创造新的东西，这是对我来讲觉得这个这样的议题。
我觉得传统的话，它对我来讲，它其实就像父母一般的存在，就是你没有那些传统的话，其实它就没有现在的后续的延伸嘛，对不对？那传统它有分非常非常多层面啊，包含是行为上的传统，思想上的传统。我觉得传统它就像我刚才讲，它就是父母一般的存在，它没有对错，它就只是一个定位，一个就确定好固定在那边的东西。
那我很快就很快很快，不好意思，就是因为就想要分享 really quick。I think what Jixuan was sharing was that she had an event, an occasion where, originally the activities involved were aimed for maybe a younger group of people, and yet we had some, they had some more, let's say, elderly individuals who got involved and.At the end, what she witnessed was the fact that people of all ages, that intergenerational activity was so beneficial and so beautiful. It really reminds her that, you know, the dispute or however the difference or the transition between tradition and modern culture really comes down to perspective. And it's not a necessity to have these rules in place, which goes back to what Seven was saying. These standards and these preconceived notions is not necessary if we just explore it as what it is, an activity for everyone, because everyone has the right.No matter how old you are, where you came from, and you know, what your beliefs may have been before you come up to draw on a piece of paper or to sketch something, like you have that ability. I think what Seven was saying also is that tradition or these preset values and these ideas, they wouldn't be in your system, they wouldn't be in your mind or in your, they wouldn't be ideas you've come up with if it wasn't for your parents to have passed them down.And I guess I just wanted to explain that before you continue. Yeah.
它其实就像我们刚才讲，它就像父母一般的存在。那我觉得它只要，它的存在里面，它不要造成对立就可以。那对立里面包含，例如说。